Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 10 past 8. It's Cambridge 105 Radio and it's Hedgehog Awareness Week. Cambridge City Council is pledging its support for this year's Hedgehog Awareness Week. It's run by the British Hedgehog Preservation Society. It aims to highlight how residents can help the little prickly creatures through habitat production and offering appropriate food. We should have on the line joining us this morning Guy Belcher.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Thank you for joining us this morning. So, tell us a little bit about Hedgehog Awareness Week.
Certainly, yes. Yeah. So, we're newly formed community engagement team. Work alongside myself, the ecologist at the City Council, to, as you say, raise awareness and support this Hedgehog Awareness Week.
Did I read your press release correctly, that you're actually going around knocking on doors and giving people advice about hedgehogs?
We are. We're targeting certain areas. So there's a fantastic resource online, again, but by the Hedgehog Preservation Society, called the Big Hedgehog Map. And that's encouraging people to actually record sightings of hedgehogs in their gardens and in the wider parks and countryside. And that map from last year really showed quite a high density of hedgehogs in the north of the city, the King's Hedges area. So we're really targeting that area.
Mm.
And suggesting that folk make gaps in their fences if they haven't got them already. Hedgehogs don't have territories, per se, but they move through quite a large area foraging for insects, invertebrates is their main natural food. And when we tidy our gardens and when we put in fences and really sort of close off these spaces, then it's much harder for them to move through the habitats, which is our garden.
This kind of feels like the reverse of bonfire night, when we're warned to check our bonfires to make sure that there's not a hedgehog nestling underneath. It's kind of like the rest of the year you have to make sure that there is that kind of stuff around for the little fellows to make their home in.
That's right. Sort of think about hedgehogs throughout the year, yeah, as you say, but people focus on sort of bonfires, which is an incredibly important issue. But yeah, the main thing they need is somewhere is shelter. So say if our gardens are too tidy, it's good if we can create small wood piles and compost heaps in the corners of the garden and plant lots of food plants for insects to encourage lots of natural food for them. You can supplementary food, and believe it or not, hedgehogs are actually lactose intolerant. So the idea of putting out bread and milk, which a lot of people are familiar with, is actually not good for hedgehogs at all. Far better to either buy proprietary products from a garden centre or use the dried dog and cat food.
I see. I mean, I was actually going to make a flippant joke about hedgehogs and their dietary requirements, but it turns out they actually do have an intolerance. Okay, great. So have we seen that there is a sort of, you know, a drop in hedgehogs? What are the dangers that the hedgehog is facing?
Unfortunately, yes. Like so much of our biodiversity, and we're hearing more and more in the news at present, hedgehogs have declined by about a third across the country, more in the countryside than our cities, actually, which is another reason why we're really sort of asking our residents to get involved. Our gardens and our parks are really vital habitats for hedgehogs. The wider countryside with intensive arable fields, particularly in Cambridgeshire, is not that attractive to them. So our city populations are crucial.
So tell us about these hedgehog highways which are being created.
Our community engagement team are going around and just making people aware that just a hole the size of a sort of CD case, about 150mm square, or just checking you've got gaps under your gates, that kind of thing. If all of our gardens are linked, then suddenly it becomes a much more sort of open habitat for these animals to move through, find suitable places to hibernate, to lie up during the day, and also to find the necessary food.
Mm. Have you found, if you've done some door knocking and you're suggesting to people, oh, in your garden, you know, make a little hole in the fence or this and that, just to help the hedgehog, are people quite open to this? Do they sort of, I feel like, personally, I'd be, yes, of course, I love hedgehogs, but is that are people quite positive about these suggestions?
I'm afraid I haven't been door knocking personally, so I can't answer that. I'll be seeing our community engagement officers tomorrow, actually. We're actually on one of our, on King's Hedges Rec tomorrow, building on that park a hedgehog hibernaculum. So using logs that have been cut down during the tree works in the city, we're saving those now and starting to put them back into our parks. And again, hoping to work with communities to actually install features like this across the city. So we'll be doing that tomorrow morning. And so I'll certainly be asking that question in to see what response they've had. But you would hope so. This is the first of many campaigns for what people can do to help biodiversity in our city. And hedgehogs are seen as something that a lot of people could identify with and already have affection for. So we're really hoping people will get behind this.
I hope they do. Well, Guy, thank you very much for telling us about this morning. So, yes, watch out. There could be a man or a woman knocking at your door and saying, hello, I'm from the council. I've come to talk to you about hedgehogs. Just hope they don't respond by complaining about Brexit in return. Guy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Guy Belcher from Cambridge City Council talking about Hedgehog Awareness Week.
Cambridge 105 Radio.